You are listening to a sermon recorded in 2006 at the Point Grey Interminonite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the church. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
On behalf of everyone gathered, I want to thank Andre for the thoughts that he has presented. They've been stimulating, unsettling, thought-provoking, and have also very much appreciated the songs that we've been singing this morning. Peace Sunday is traditionally, for me, one of the hardest Sundays of the year, because it's when I'm forced to face the reality that the idealism in which I've been born and bred stands in such stark contrast to the reality of life that I don't quite know what to do about it. Often all I can do is retreat, and today I'm retreating into prayer. We begin with words from Jesus, and I'm reading from the handout. I remind you that Jesus was called the Prince of Peace. His life, however, was anything but peaceful. His life was filled with conflict. And Jesus finally was killed by an occupying army. Jesus said, in spite of all of this, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. O God, make us children of quietness and heirs of peace. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven."
Drop thy still dews of quietness till all our striving cease. Take from our souls the strain and stress, and let our ordered life confess the beauty of thy peace.
The more I read history, and history is next to golf and political cartoons my favorite subject, the more I realize there's always at least one, and usually 30 or more, reasons for war. And religion is almost never one of them, although it's picked up and sort of bubbles to the surface as the greatest excuse, because it will fulfill the ends of others. There are many fundamental reasons for war, for shooting, and this prayer deals with a few of those. The problem of human rights and people finally being so frustrated by not having the right to do things that are essential for them to feel human. Or the problem of not having access to resources and life becomes intolerable. We pray for peace in the world, peace based on a just distribution of rights and commodities. We dare to hope for what seems utterly unlikely, that among the peoples of mankind, love will overcome greed, and pity will overcome heartlessness. Give wisdom from above, and grace which reflects your own grace. We pray for the nations of the world, and for our own nation. In a day of new economic alignments among the rich, do not let the needs of the starving go unheeded. In a land where freedom is taken for granted, do not let us dismiss as none of our business the plight of the victims of tyranny. In a world whose history is written in battles and conquests and rebellions, teach us how to make peace and how to live at peace. I know nothing about Hartlik Sirk, except that he was a present and he somehow bequeathed us this very wonderful and short prayer. In 1628, during the 30 Years' War, what poor Hartig did not know is that the 30 Years' War had 20 more years to go. That, yes, he had gone through a decade of suffering, but there was another two decades lying ahead. Artwork can convince even the hardest of hearts that this was one of the most ferocious wars ever devised by men. God, send that there may be an end at last. God, send that there may be peace again. God in heaven, send us peace. A prayer from the opening worship of the 6th Assembly of the World Council of Churches, which was held in Vancouver over two decades ago, which points out some of the divisions which lead to warfare, and if not out-and-out fighting, then to conflict of other kinds, because economic conflict, conflict of withholding people's rights to do things can be just as devastating. But matters of race, faith, money, the old and the young having different situations and different needs. I'm seeing this at my workplace now. And neighbor from neighbors. Families, workers, co-workers, workers in management, you name it. God, you have called us to be one, to live in unity and harmony, and yet we are divided. Race from race, faith from faith, rich from poor, old from young, neighbor from neighbor. O Lord, by whose cross all enmity is brought to an end, break down the walls that separate us, tear down the fences of indifference and hatred, forgive us the sins that divide us, free us from pride and self-seeking, overcome our prejudices and fears. Give us courage to open ourselves to others. By the power of your Spirit, make us one. The next prayer from a Palm Sunday service, very glad it was included in an anthology, from Sydney, Australia, speaks about nuclear weapons. And this is very timely with the concerns of what's happening in North Korea, wondering what's going to happen with the nuclear weapons in Israel, in Iran, if they ever get them, or if small groups get weapons, somehow buying them from Russia, or the U.S., which owns more such weapons than any other country and is the only country ever to have used the things. I don't trust the U.S. either. Trusting in your mercy, Lord, we pray that people everywhere may reject the use of nuclear weapons and the threat to use them. God of peace, hear our prayer. We pray that peace negotiators may discern the ways of peace and meet as fellow human beings rather than as enemies.
God of peace, hear our prayer.
We pray that governments may turn from warlike ploys of power to service in the welfare of our common humanity.
God of peace, hear our prayer.
We pray that the strategists of defense may be free from the fear which produces the arms race.
God of peace, hear our prayer.
We pray that defense forces may be freed from the passion to punish and take revenge.
God of peace, hear our prayer.
We pray that all we may learn, that we may all learn what it means to love those who are regarded as our enemies.
God of peace, hear our prayer.
Archbishop Desmond Tutu has written some wonderful prayers, and if any of you know of an anthology of all of them, I'll certainly want to add it to my collection. Reading this prayer, you could never guess all the suffering that he endured or that of his people. Bless our beautiful land, O Lord, with its wonderful variety of people, of races, cultures, and languages. May we be a nation of laughter and joy, of justice and reconciliation, of peace and unity, of compassion, caring, and sharing. We pray this prayer for a true patriotism in the powerful name of Jesus our Lord. Amen. Distant wars and rumors of wars are, to me, just that. They are distant. I have never seen shooting in my life other than in a gallery or a couple of kids fooling around with the dad's shotgun. And I went hunting with somebody once and swore I would never do it again. So I don't know what war is like. All the conflicts I seem to endure are with people close at hand. In fact, neighbors cause each other to lose more sleep in Vancouver than do wars. So let's pray for peace amongst neighbors. Guide that we may be more sensitive to our neighbors' needs. We pray for an awareness of those needs. The need of the elderly to know that they are wanted. The need of the young to know they are listened to. The need of all people to know they are of value. Lord, keep us aware. As the church continues to shrink in British Columbia, in denomination after denomination, and as the roles of pastors become more and more complicated, and as more and more people we know turn to resources outside the church when they really need help, it's appropriate that we pray for marriages, and in particular for marriage counselors. I have divorced friends. I don't know that half of my friends at work are divorced. Some are perfected divorced, and they're divorced three times. No, they're still living together with the third. They just can't afford it. So it's something that I'm up against daily with my lunch buddies. I realize the bitterness is still there, camouflaged with humor. They're so hurt they cannot go to the same concert if they know their ex is going to the concert. They can't attend the same big reception at UBC if they suspect their ex is going to be there. And they certainly can't be on committees together. And their children remain an intense battleground. So let's pray for the counselors, for anybody who is relating to people who are hurting in this way. O God, our Father, whose Son blessed the marriage at Cana by his presence, hear our prayer for all those who counsel those whose marriages are at risk. Give them sympathy, understanding, and insight, that by your grace, hurts may be healed, faults forgiven, and misunderstandings removed. We ask this in the name of Jesus, our Savior. I'm not alone in this room in saying that I know of people who are suffering from broken relationships, either partners, business partners, close friends, and some of those ruptures hurt just as much as a divorce. So let's now remember all of these people. Eternal friend, for whom 1,000 years are but a day, watch over all those whose relationships are ending or have ended. Be with them as they begin all over again. As all those shared months and years, all the hopes and former happiness fall away from their lives, seemingly like wasted time, befriend them in new ways. Grant them comfort and the courage to go forward without denying the past. Grant them the wisdom to learn from what they have lost without being crushed by it. And a prayer looking at families living together, even in the same city, that a prayer that they will treat each other like neighbors. Lord, you taught us that all who come our way are our neighbors. But hear our prayer for those with whom we come in daily contact because they live close to us. Help us to be good neighbors to them. Give us the grace to overlook petty annoyances and to build on all that is positive in our relationship, so that we may love them as we love ourselves, with genuine forbearance and kindness. All these prayers we give for Jesus' sake. Amen. Mm-hmm.